Good morning, St. Johns County. Welcome into the St. Johns County Show that's on in the morning. St. Johns County's favorite show, or at least I say that every morning. I want to remind you to download the 904 Now app. It's free. There's a whole lot in there, including local music around the clock, 24/7. Our radio shows, our podcasts, the newest videos coming out of here, and also the latest news articles and things like that, man. It's just about everything you could possibly need. Live traffic, jail logs. Whatever you want, it's there. It turns you into a Batman here in St. Augustine. It really does. It almost gives you like, or an Iron Man. Like, it almost gives you a Jarvis right there in your hand.
I don't know exactly what that means.
I think Jarvis is the name of the guy in the helmet.
Is that who talks to him? Oh, okay. All right.
I think.
Okay. That's what we're going to go with.
If we're wrong, somebody in the comments is going to tell us pretty quickly.
Yes.
We got a lot to do today, Troy, but we got to do it very quickly.
Yeah, we do have to. I have a meeting at the city in like 10 minutes after the show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 10 minutes. I'm like, I don't think we could do this
minutes.
We're
not
going to
do
it
in
20.
We're not going to do it in 10 minutes. We are going to do it in 20. But it's Friday.
It is Friday.
And you know what? Even though you say it's not, it is the weekend.
You know, I got a few people agreed with me in the comments, Troy.
Yeah.
A few people said, no, Friday's a work day. It does not count as a weekend.
I'm sorry. I work every day.
So I get it.
I get
work
to claim my weekends when
too.
I want to claim them. Yeah, yep, you do. Okay. So you can claim your weekend when you want to. Everybody has their own weekend.
All right. All right.
I consider Friday a weekend because that's when I'm going, and I slow down a little bit.
Well, there you go. You've got the right to do that. We're in America, Troy. So slow down. You still got the right for that now.
We still do two shows on Friday.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And two shows. You and me are the Ryan Seacrest of St. Yeah, Jones County.
We are the Ryan Seacrest.
Title we never asked for.
Yeah.
The morning show sponsored by our friends at Old City Home. Speaking of titles, title sponsor of the show today. Did you know that Jerry is a registered and licensed builder in the state of Florida and is also a Florida's law?
We're not in that big a hurry.
I know. I'm trying to rush this along. You're like, Pete, we got to go quick, man. Can we be out of here by? Yeah, Troy, I'll try.
Yeah.
Jerry is a Florida licensed state real estate associate. Jerry will help you buy and sell land, houses, plazas, commercial buildings, and a lot more. Call Jerry with any questions you may have. 904-466-9505.
Yeah.
Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing and Construction Debris Removal, who we'll talk about in a little while, as well as Dan Bagan of Bagan & Company, producing the show here each and every morning. We appreciate that. Troy, question of the day today. And Dan actually gave me this question before the show. He asked me this question. Are you burnt out on election coverage? Are you still watching it, or are you burnt out? We want to hear from you guys also. Please drop us those comments because, of course, Troy is going to check the comments at the end of the show.
Yeah.
He's going to do it very quickly, but he's going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to check the comments. It might happen after the meeting I have with the city. I have Friday review this morning, so that's why I got to go. One of my other jobs, my consulting job. So,
okay.
I'm not burnt out because I turned it off. You know,
You're not watching it. Yeah, you're not doing Mike Davis is probably doing.
I'll turn it off, and then I'll go back.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn it off, and then I'll go back.
Okay.
And I'm at the point where I want it over.
Yeah.
And then we can move forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I always say, it's not so much the president, it's the people locally around you that directly affect you. I mean, honestly, besides the stimulus check and stuff like that, but that was created through Congress and other stuff. How has the president directly affected your life?
Right. Right.
You know, and people are blowing their minds up about the whole world. Our government's set up so one person cannot destroy our entire country.
Right.
And you know, the Democrats.
If you think Donald Trump destroyed anything, think of what he would have destroyed if there weren't checks and balances.
Yeah, but I mean,
if you think Joe Biden's going to sink us into the 12th level of hell.
You know, because, I mean, it's the same people that said Obama was going to destroy. It's not. The United States people still control our country.
I don't know. The CDC controlled it this year.
Yeah. We still.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but Pete, think about it. You and I still showed up for work every single day. Did they really control us?
Well, we control our destiny in the United States.
They didn't control us.
We really do. Yeah.
We really controlled what happened. And
now, until we get deplatformed.
We have our own app.
We have our own platform. That's why people need to download it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We're good. But
if we just don't show up one day.
No, but I don't let that consume me.
Yeah.
I mean, I got too much good stuff going on. I mean, we live in St. Augustine.
Yeah, we
got
a pretty
much good shit going on.
We got it pretty okay here.
Stop here. Sorry.
Yeah, it's morning. Probably shouldn't use it, but whatever.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
You can.
I apologize.
We're allowed to. We're free Americans, damn it.
Yeah, see, they're not controlling
us. This is a free speech show. So yeah, man. No, I'm with you. I may watch 5 minutes just to see if there's any insight that I'm missing. For the most part, I'm just checking the dang maps myself, man.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
it's
all
like
I'm doing.
If I want to see what's going on, what's the update? Nevada's slow as hell. I haven't checked it this morning at all, but
have you seen the sloth meme yet?
I did see that.
It's quite funny.
Yep. There are some good memes out there. It's all meme worthy.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So no, I don't. What about? I mean, you're just kind of checking.
Yeah,
you just go.
Yeah, I'm just kind of checking the map, and I'm not sinking myself into the TV news too much because they're always wrong. Mm-hmm. They're always wrong. You know, I love how we do this, Troy. I think if you ask the average American, you know, how much faith do you have in the news media? They'll say, "Oh, well, the news media is always lying. They're one sided. They're only doing this. They're only doing that." And then you say, "You know, how much faith do you have in your politicians?" Politicians all lie. They're all crooked.
Yeah,
they're
that's
all.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know, this year it's like we have to listen to the media, the politicians to a T because they're our gods. So it was just, it's just been interesting, man. What's also going to be interesting, Troy, is the chowder debate coming up.
Okay.
A little bit different this year. I think we talked about this.
Yeah, they
kind of so
travel around chowder debate.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a crawl style chowder debate this year. Where it's going to run through the entire month. The event patrons, I'm reading right from their press release here so that I don't give you anything wrong here. Event patrons will be able to sample chowder at participating restaurants by either donating on site for $2 per sample or using a prepaid chowder card.
Chowder card. You got to get the chowder card. Got it.
for 10 samples for $15. Additionally, people can vote for their favorite to win the People's Choice Award, and that's $1 per vote. Geez, we need to do a vote system where people pay us to vote on stuff.
Yeah.
there's most restaurants visited, and the wildest mask contest. I hate the word mask. I just hate saying it. I hate hearing it. I'm just over it. Another, that's what I am burnt out on. Contests, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to find out what the exact date. I think it's this weekend, is it not?
I think it's, isn't it over a couple weeks?
Oh, it's over the entire thing of November.
It already told me. Yeah,
it's very beginning of this whole thing. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're looking for a specific date, Pete will be there. You can
tell him. For more information, you can go to bbbstjohns.org/chowder-debate or call 904-829-3295. Are you going to do the chowder crawl?
I usually do the chowder debate, but I do it more for social reasons because, I mean, it's like a local gathering.
It is, man.
You know,
everybody's
like people you
there.
Haven't seen all year, you see them at the chowder debate. And, you know,
yeah.
Like, I'm a little,
people I haven't seen in years and
I,
years.
I am
years
a little sad that that's not happening, but, you know.
Yeah,
I
it's an outdoor event.
I understand why.
Well, it's outdoors. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
But I guess I do.
Yeah, you get kind of bunched in there. I mean,
It is crowded. It's crowded. I worked it a couple years. I've done it. I worked it with Gypsy Cab a couple years, way back in the day. And then, of course, been to it here and there. But
I've been the taster a couple times. And you end up eating way more than you get.
Yeah, I hear everybody says, like, oh, it sounds like you want that job, but you don't want that job. That just it's
just
a
take
little
a bite,
too much.
Just take a bite, move on, and then come back around. It's
I was a taster at the Taste of the Beach 1 year. They used to have a Taste of the Beach thing, and that was great because
so
there's
much.
But man, you are stuffed
after that. You eat so much.
I think I was actually an assistant taster for somebody who was there as an official taster.
Who had to tap out.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
yeah.
Tell me
I was like
think.
The secondary, man. Yeah. I was like, okay, bring in the.
I've never tapped out, but guy. I've seen people do that. So.
Yeah,
on those tasting things.
Yeah, man. They can be tough.
But now that you're a celebrity, you're going to get invited to a lot of those things.
Not a celebrity.
Yeah. You're a celebrity blackjack dealer.
It's okay. Yeah, well, that's an official title that I have
forever.
Coming up. Does not
forever.
Make,
it goes on the resume.
Forever.
It goes on the resume.
Do I get a plaque to put on my wall? Celebrity.
You
blackjack
can do, you
deal.
Can do a love me plaque.
Well, I'm not going to get it made myself.
Okay. And you know I'm not going
to
do it.
I know. Well, if you do, it'll take you 3 years to do it. All right, man. You know who doesn't take 3 years to do the job?
What's that?
Fidus Roofing.
Oh, they're on time.
904-355-ROOF. If you have any roofing needs, if you have leaks, if you just need a whole new entire roof, you may need a whole new entire roof and not even know it. How about that? That should freak you out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should get Fidus out there for a free roof inspection. I hope they do free roof inspections still.
Yeah, I'm sure they still do. They would have let us know.
904-355-ROOF. They're great people, honest people, local people.
Great people, honest people, local.
Trump may not be in office long enough for me to really nail the Trump impression, yeah, man. Some days it's good, and some days it's just really bad. I haven't really dialed it in.
He's not going anywhere.
You don't think he's going anywhere?
He might not be president.
No.
He's not going anywhere.
Twitter kicks him off the day after he's president. Twitter kicks him off. All the social media kicks him off. He's kicked off everywhere. He disappears. Mm-hmm. He disappears like Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. You know? They'll Alex Jones him.
Oh.
You don't think they'll Alex Jones Trump the day he's out of office?
No, because they can still make money on him.
No, they can't. They've got 12-year-olds who have bigger Twitter accounts than the president. They've got 12-year-olds who have YouTube accounts that are like, get millions and millions of views. It's crazy.
He still has value because half of the country still believes in everything he says.
I don't know, man.
A little less than half.
I don't know. I think Twitter will call him dangerous. I just do. I think
they might. They might, but he'll find another. He'll find another platform.
Do you think he'll make his own platform?
He might. He probably has already started that.
Trumper.
He's probably already started. Yeah. Instead of Twitter, Trumper.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what else could it be?
Did you get Trumped today?
Did you get your daily Trump?
Yeah.
Hey, this is a good thing. The St. Johns County CARES Nonprofit Assistance Program, now including assistance opportunities for eligible veterans and military organizations. The program amendment applies to all eligible 501c19s and 501c23 organizations that applied during Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the Nonprofit Assistance Program. Eligible groups that have not applied to receive St. Johns County CARES grants are encouraged to do so by the November 20th deadline. Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's some good news.
Yes, that is good news.
Because I know some of that money's been hard for some people to get their hands on.
Yeah, there was a little application issues on the first swing around, but they fixed it. They fixed it by the end of the second day. So.
Well, Troy, we're coming up to it, kind of. I want to get you out here with a little bit of time, man. So I'll get to our patron saint here right now. And this is the patron saint of COVID hacks. Police in the Czech Republic said they issued a warning to a man caught violating curfew. You know they got curfew over there. But if you're out walking your dog, you can be out past curfew. Mm-hmm. Some American cities had this rule as well. So this guy was out walking a stuffed dog.
He was
out walking a stuffed dog, just trying to get some fresh air.
He was taking his dog for a drag.
Yeah, he was literally taking his stuffed dog for a drag. It wasn't a stuffed real dog. It was a stuffed animal, which made it even worse.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a taxidermy dog. Like
No. He had it on like a skateboard. He had it like taped to a skateboard. So he hacked his way to the outside until Russian police found him or Czech police found him and issued him a warning.
Oh, okay. So
and then he went back into his house.
He just wanted it to be outside.
Yeah, 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 man. I get it.
I mean, that's like taking it to like, okay, I really want to be outside. How can I do this? And stuffed dog.
Stuffed dog was.
I want to know.
It didn't work. It
did not
work.
Who has a stuffed dog around their house?
This guy probably just went to Walmart and bought a stuffed dog because he knew he was going to want to take a walk that night.
Do they have Walmart in Czech?
Walmart. I don't know what it was called. I don't know.
Yeah.
They have something, right?
Yeah.
All right, Troy. Give us a Stoinem stat, the Forrest Gump wave, and we'll get out of here, man.
Stoinem stat of the day on this day changed the entire country is when Abraham Lincoln got elected.
Okay.
All right. Abraham Lincoln got elected in 1860, and a lot of people don't realize Abraham Lincoln only got 40% of the vote. There was three other candidates against him.
Oh,
there
okay.
There was a Southern Democrat. His name was Breckinridge, and a Northern Democrat, which most people know who the Northern. It's Douglas. There was the Lincoln-Douglas debates that were very popular when they were running for Senate.
Yep.
And then there was another one, John Bell, who was the Constitutional Union. And, you know, so everyone thinks that when Lincoln first went in, he went in and won by a landslide and stuff like that. What we're going through with this election is not new.
Not that unusual.
It's not new. I mean, Abraham Lincoln, which pretty much divided our country at that time, only got 40% of the vote.
Yeah.
So And we're still here, guys.
Yeah, so look at that.
We're still here. So just, I mean, just think of those things. Don't hit the panic button. You know, everybody's going to be okay. We're going to have to go to work and all that stuff. And be nice to each other. All right?
That's the main thing. Let's do it. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.